This is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. Press and curl, relaxer, afro, or weave, the relationship between African-American women and their hair has always been a complicated one. The way an African-American woman wears her hair can often define her. And as the first African-American First Lady, Michelle Obama has encountered her own share of scrutiny over the decisions she makes with her hair. NPR's Allison Samuels explored the issue of African-American women, hair, and Michelle Obama with celebrity stylist Marcia Hamilton.
We now have an African-American president with an African-American wife and two African-American daughters. So now we talk a lot about hair, you know, things that we probably didn't talk about when we had first ladies who were not African-American. So the conversation has gone from one end to the other. Should Michelle wear more natural hair? Should she cut her hair? Should she have a perm? Should she press and curl? My question to you as a stylist is, why do we have such an obsession even now in 2009 with hair, black women and hair? What is that about?
Well, I think that the obsession stems from corporate America. Back in the day, remember going into the office? Personally, I never worked in corporate. However, I'm from Santa Clara. Well, I worked in Santa Clara, and I had tons of clients that were in the corporate world that were African-American women. And their issue was whenever they went into their office, if they came in Monday with one hairstyle and then they came back Thursday with a different hairstyle, that hairstyle all of a sudden became the cubicle chat. Or when you guys meet up at the water cooler or whatever it is, it became water cooler chat. I've heard stuff from different clients like message boards, you know, would post just different things about wearing your hair a certain way. I've had clients who've been pulled into the office of the manager or owner if they came in with braids and they would ask them to please not wear that anymore. It's usually called distracting.
Okay. So can we win as black women with hair, though? It seems like it's you know, no matter what we do.
I think now that Michelle Obama is kind of like, you know, a major representative for us, a positive representative and a professional representative for black women, I think give her a few years. You know, I think over the first 4 years, people are going to start to just relax a little bit more when they take a look at black women's hair. It's not going to be such a big deal because they're going to become accustomed. So I think as time goes on with mm-hmm. Michelle in the public eye, it's going to become a little bit more normal to see black women with different kinds of hair.
But the interesting part is, in particular with African-American bloggers, female bloggers, they're saying that Michelle really is sort of, as a representative for black women, could really do a little bit more in terms of wearing different hairstyles, be it braids, be it natural. And I'm wondering, you know, given her position, do you think she could do that?
I don't think so. I think a lot of black women need to kick back, cut her some slack, give her a break. She just got here. She's the new woman on the block. Don't beat her up. I think all the pressure they're applying is because they feel that she's in this position to kind of show all these different styles. But I think if she, within the first month, she changes her hair 4 or 5 times, then a lot of what the blogs are going to suddenly change, and people are going to say Michelle Obama is not doing her job as the first lady. She's too busy sitting around at the hairdresser.
right.
And
typical, yes.
As of now, I think she can't win. And I think a lot of times women in general, not only black women, but women in general, we have a way of always beating up on each other.
Definitely.
The same thing when now we see with award season. The next day after award season, you turn on the news and stuff or the morning chat shows. What do you see? Panels of women beating up on other women who were on the red carpet. And at the end of the day, these women, they looked fabulous.
Right.
They didn't come out with rags or they didn't come out with rollers in their hair. They looked fabulous. But as women, we always just find it hard to give each other a break.
Well, let me ask you this. Being a visible woman in terms of, like a Beyonce, like anyone, Michelle Obama now is sort of a star. She's on the cover of Vogue for this month.
Definitely.
For March. When women are visible like that, don't they have to have options in terms of be it pieces, be it a wig, be it whatever? As African-American women, that's something that we, you know, we do.
I think so, yeah, definitely, because we know that our hair needs certain enhancements sometimes in order to achieve a look, you know, or a style. And I think, you know, Michelle Obama, her hairstylist, I think he's going to pull a couple of tricks out of his bag. And as the times go on, we're going to see them. And hopefully we're even going to be inspired.
Well, let me ask you this, though. The health of the hair is in many reasons why we do that. I mean, because under the hot lights, if we're getting our hair done every day, black females can't really handle that with their hair a lot of times. It's too much stress and too much heat. Explain to the sort of layperson who doesn't really understand that our hair texture is you know.
Well, yeah, because of our hair texture, all of us tend to have naturally curly hair. For anybody who has a curl pattern or a curl texture in their hair, especially a tight one, a kinky one, your hair is usually drier. It's always going to be a little bit more dry, and it's always going to be a little bit more fragile. And for African-American women, we can't, or it's not healthy for us to shampoo, blow dry, flat iron our hair every single day. And for us to achieve a hairstyle that looks like the Beyoncé's and that looks like the Michelle Obama's, we have to put aggressive heat on our hair daily. And it's just not right. It's not right for us to do so. And
right. And it'll break off. It'll fall out.
Your hair will be dry, snap, and break off. And going back to Beyoncé, when Beyoncé first started in her music career, she didn't have that knowledge. Her mother didn't have that knowledge because her mom is doing her hair. And for every show that they ever did, you know, they reapplied heat, constant heat. After a while, her hair snapped and broke off.
Right.
Then what? She had to wear wigs in order for her hair to get back healthy.
Right. Okay. No
pain. And I think at the end of the day, it's okay to have an amazing style. But if you have the stylist that cares, and if you care yourself, it's all about preserving the integrity of the hair.
Well, let's talk about the little girls, because there were also sort of some criticisms about the little girls' hair being so silky straight at the inauguration. And I'm just sort of going, isn't that what all little black girls do on special events, get
of
their hair straightened?
Of course. I think Malia and Sasha represent any 11-year-old or 8-year-old black girl. And it's just like when our moms took us to church or, you know, we had to go to the whatever, any kind of special occasion where we were dressed to the nines, our hair was always straightened because in our community, in our culture, that almost signifies just a more polished look is to have your hair straightened. And unfortunately, that's been kind of brainwashed. We've been brainwashed by society, but I don't think that their hair is too straight. The girls, they wear their hair naturally, usually right, when they're not in the public eye. But I think being in the public eye, Michelle probably even feels a little bit pressure.
I was going to say, because if they had an afro,
to make them
what
look
would
pretty.
Happen?
Yeah, I think if these girls came out with natural hair at the inauguration, those blogs are going to change to Michelle's an unfit mother.
Abuse.
These girls' hairs are not being combed.
Right.
It's kind of like, you know, what we all said about Bobby Christina.
Oh, my goodness.
Lord knows. When that
Whitney's
girl came
daughter,
out, we never gave her
yes,
a break.
Yes, Whitney's daughter, her hair, she had hair issues. But I'm just saying, that's the thing about it. It was one of those kind of situations where we can't win. And I sort of look at Michelle Obama as being in the top, you know, at the White House, she's at the top of, you know, everything. And still, we're talking about this instead of all the wonderful things that she can possibly do for us. We're talking about her hair in 2009.
And it's terrible.
I was like, I'm still amazed about that. What do you expect? You expect her maybe to try some pieces and
I think she will.
Okay.
Her hairstylist, I'm pretty sure he's progressive, and I think that he's going to try some things. Me personally, I
was
going to
say, what would you do?
I would recommend that Michelle Obama wear hair extensions. I don't recommend that she wears permanent hair extensions. However, I think that on certain days when she knows that she's going to be in the public eye, and especially for a long period of time during the day, I think that she should warm up to clip-on extensions, clip-on human hair extensions, because this is a great way to add volume. I don't think that she should necessarily add length.
Okay.
Because
she seems to have length on some level, right?
Yeah, she's got length, but when I say length, I mean right now her hair is cut into a really pretty bob, kind of modern day Jackie O, and I don't think that she should do what a lot of African American women do once they're in the spotlight, and that is add tremendous length. I don't think that she should, you know, show up one day with her hair past the bra strap, and
right,
you know, with
right,
like all these waves and curls. I just think she should keep it professional, but I definitely feel that she needs to add a little bit volume.
Okay, and if she did that, because, I mean, the reason is, like, on TV, your hair seems thinner, isn't it?
Oh,
right,
yeah, it's
right,
definitely
okay,
flatter.
Okay.
It's definitely flatter on television because for TV also, too, you get your hair done at least an hour or two prior to your appearance, and then you're there in between takes and all that, and then the lighting and humidity, everything. It wears and tears on the hair.
To clarify something just at the end of this, you know, black women aren't the only women who wear weaves, because I think there's some type of confusion about that.
No, they are not.
Right, okay.
Women of every other culture wear weaves, and I think, and I know that Caucasian women, Spanish women, they have been wearing weaves before black women have been wearing weaves.
Linda Evans from Dynasty wore pieces.
Thank you.
You know,
I mean,
it's amazing. Well, let me ask you this. Is the stigma still there, though? Because, you know, there used to be such a stigma because black people get into this good hair, bad hair thing. And if you have a weave, you must have bad hair.
The stigma is definitely still there.
It is?
It's still there. I still get clients that come into the salon and they sit in my chair and, you know, they have this frown on their face and they wish they had good hair. I just think, you know, we start with our kids now to break this horrible cycle. We start with our kids and we let them know there's no such thing as good and bad hair. I think if you have hair on your head, and I think if it's healthy hair, it's good hair. If your hair is unhealthy, it's bad hair.
My grandmother used to say it all the time, you know, on your head, good, on the floor, that's bad hair.
Yeah, that's all it breaks down to. I don't think the texture matters, or if you are 10%, 50% Indian, 2% white, whatever it is.
But let me ask you this, why has it continued, though? This has been going on, the good hair, bad hair.
It's passed down through generations. And now white girls I see are more than happy to sit back with black girls and compare weaves. I've seen them pull out their hair and say, okay, I got mine at this place.
What I don't understand about the stigma, particularly when, you know, African-American men complain about it, it's like, now you have sisters and mothers. Now you know exactly how this works.
Oh, boy. Yes. Thank you very much. I have a couple of those African-American male clients who sit up in my chair and they talk about the woman they would love to meet and love to date and love to marry. And they always say they want this woman without a weave. Fellas, you know what? It's 2009. And for all of you who are looking for a woman without a weave, good luck. I suggest you just, I was going to say go to Africa, but she's not even there anymore.
They wear weaves in Africa too.
Yeah,
I know.
Sorry,
they wear
fellas.
Weaves in Africa. So
sorry,
it's over with that. But I always say Beyonce wears weaves. So what are you going to do?
I have a special supplier where I go get my Indian hair for weaves for my clients. And when I walk in there, about 50% of the women that are in there are non-African American.
Right. Okay. And there's not that stigma for whatever reason for them whatever.
No.
Well, I just want to say I will wear one in a minute and I keep my hair in the car.
Can I do your weave?
Sure.
Okay.
I keep my hair in the glove compartment in case I need to, you know.
That's where you're supposed to keep it.
That's what
Thank
I
you,
That's
see?
What I thought. Just
I
in
tell
case.
My
you never
clients,
know.
Glove compartment or the trunk.
This
so
what
you're
I'm saying.
Always ready.
Always ready because you never know when you need more hair. Since we're talking about weaves and black women and having options, how do you avoid, because one of the downsides of a weave is when it doesn't look good, it's a bad situation for everybody. We all take the heat for a bad weave.
It's a walking weave.
How do you get the best look?
I think to achieve the best weave possible, you must go to the best hairstylist possible. Just be very selective. It's kind of like picking a car or something. You see somebody driving a cute car, you ask them where you got it from. You get a great recommendation to a wonderful hairstylist, and do not skimp. I know it's a recession. However, weave is an investment. Bad hair makes a bad weave. Bad stylist makes a bad weave. If you get the best quality hair possible and the best quality hairstylist, then I think you'll have an amazing weave. Also, listen to your hairstylist. Sometimes women come in, they don't really know what they want. They throw around a lot of possibilities, and then they tend to control the hairstylist as the hairstylist is applying the weave. Don't do that, ladies. Let your hairstylist do her thing or his thing.
Now, to get a really good weave, though, usually you're going to have to pay some good money, not just for the hair, but also to get it done, right?
Yes, you will, and it's an investment.
Give us some idea of, like, you know.
Ballpark, about $1,200.
And that's the hair included?
Hair included, yeah. Ballpark, $1,200. And let me tell you, if you get amazing hair, amazing quality, your hair can be reused. Unless you're chopping your weave up to something that's super short, If you have amazing quality hair, your hair can be reused. So the next time you're going to have your weave redone, you're not going to pay $1,200
right.
because you already have the hair. And your hair is good for up to 1 year.
Now, how long, how often, like we know you have to every 6 weeks get a retouch if you have a perm, but for a weave, you get a little bit more time, right?
Yeah, a weave, if you're taking care of it properly, and once again, if it's you know, done properly, your weave can last up to, I would say, 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 months. And ladies, don't try to maintain it at home yourself unless, I mean, you've really been schooled by your hairstylist. Come in every 2 weeks and have it maintained by your hairstylist.
Now, when you look at someone like Oprah, who has gone back and forth, because I think that she sometimes wears her hair, sometimes she wears a unit. Is that such
Yes, she does.
That's a unit. What is a unit?
A unit, basically, it's kind of like a fall or a wig. And it means that you leave a perimeter of your hair out in the front and in the back, and you braid the rest of your hair up and you attach your unit. You can either braid it up or pin it in there.
Now, you have celebrity clients, obviously. Are they okay with letting people know? And you have people like Gabrielle Union who will tell you in a heartbeat she has
oh,
a weave. There's no problem whatsoever.
Yes.
Someone like Serena Williams or whatever, are they fine with people knowing?
Yes.
They are?
They are.
Do they have, I mean, given that they have to do so many things on the red carpet, and I'm assuming because I think you also do Jada Pinkett Smith
yes,
as well. They have to change it up, what, all the time?
Like, oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. And these women, they know what it takes. They know what it takes to compete. They know what it takes to look beautiful and glamorous. And they are willing to switch it up. They're willing to throw a couple tracks in there.
Well, what I love about Gabrielle, she said she puts it in her contract with the studios that I must have certain kind of hair.
She does.
She does do
she
that.
She does, yeah. I know her hairstylist, and she does. She fights, Gabrielle Union fights for her hairstylist.
Now, what about, does that happen with a lot of African-American women? Because, I mean, you know, you want the certain makeup artist, because everybody doesn't know how to do African-American makeup. Everybody doesn't know how to do African-American hair.
Yes.
Okay.
If the actress or the talent is concerned about their look, yes, they do fight for their hair and makeup team.
That is big business in America, though, right now.
Oh,
the
huge
money on
business.
Hair.
Huge business.
Right, okay.
But also, ladies, you know, don't be fooled by getting your hair on any and every website that says Indian
right.
hair.
Okay.
Because what they're doing is your hair comes from India,
right.
then it goes to China to be wefted. Once it gets to China, if your manufacturers are shady, they can infuse yak hair into your blessed
horse
Indian hair. Yes.
Horse hair.
Or yak, the dude in the mountain.
And on that note, we will leave this conversation, but thank you so much. We've learned so much today. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
appreciate
Allison.
It. Thank you.
That was NPR's Allison Samuels talking with celebrity stylist Marcia Hamilton here at the studios of NPR West.